Also, sorry if I'm a little out of it. I literally got up at like 7 a.m. to take a train back from Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, we hung out.
My fiance, yeah, so my fiance very spur of the moment was like, let's go to your parents' house in Philly for Passover. So we bought our tickets on Wednesday and just, only I just didn't want to be like, hey, can we completely reschedule like with 3 days notice? So we just made sure to try and be home. Because again,
we could have rescheduled. Don't worry about me. Yeah.
It's okay. I just always feel like you're giving our time, you're giving 2 hours of your day to come record and probably another two to read this. So we try and be the white glove experience of being on a podcast, because as Jordan and I have mentioned a little bit, we have had some not so white gloves experiences when being on shows.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
So, because I know you are no stranger to that kind of stuff. But yeah, and then does anyone have anything fun? Jordan, how was your Passover?
It was good, kind of uneventful. As I think I told David, my family is so reform, we almost didn't use a Seder plate, and then we just happened to find it. And, you know, I literally drew a shank bone to put on the Seder plate.
That's pretty great. Yeah. Dino, are you familiar with Passover at all?
Only what my Lord and Savior Fran Drescher has taught me on
Oh, I thought you were going to say and watch the Rugrats special.
Me and Steph actually did watch the Rugrats special.
I watched it with Rachel as well.
That shit holds up. It's kind of the best Passover special.
It's the only Passover special ever made.
Yeah, it's the only... Yeah, exactly. And it whips. It rules.
From its competition of itself, it is the best
thing. Competition of the Prince of Egypt. I think it's better than the Prince of Egypt. And
this is how Jordan... This is like how Jordan keeps winning co-host of the year award at the Shonen Flop Awards.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. But yeah, and then, so that was fun. And then I saw actually Jordan on Friday, which I hadn't seen you in like a year and a half, so that was really
exciting.
God, it's
been forever, yeah.
Aww.
And it was good. I got to meet Rachel. You got to meet Steph.
I know. For a long time, people thought Rachel was fictional. that's been a fun part of my life. But she's there. That the person I hired on Fiverr did a great job.
I was like, what? What? Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that's what we call comedy.
Hey.
And then, Oni, how was your weekend?
Pretty
oh, sorry,
good.
Dino, I'm so I fucked up already.
It's fine. Oni Dino is, you know, the moniker I go by online. Most people tend to call me Oni. Dino is genuinely what I go by in real life. So either is fine. It's just, I fucked it up from day one. It's fine. Wait, can I say
If I may ask, is Dino short for, like, an actual, like, your proper name? Or
Dino
is it
Spumoni?
Yeah, like, I think there are some... I was thinking, isn't it like Dinopolis or something is like a Greek first name, if I remember?
Dinosaur is actually their full
his
name.
His full name is Omicron Dinosaur, is Oni Dino's full name.
Have no idea about Dino being a... or Dinopolis being a proper name, but yeah, it is part of my last name.
That's like, awesome.
My real name is out there. My real name is Anthony Dinofria, so it's the last sound of my first name and the first sound of my last name.
That is a badass. I really like that.
It also is like a palindrome, by the way, and that's pretty fucking cool. Can I say fuck? Like, I've said it twice.
Fuck.
Now.
It's like how Eric Andre's full name is American Dream.
What?
Or Mike Pence's is Mechanical Pencil.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else. I've been calling him something else the entire time.
Yeah. Piece of shit.
We're an anti Mike Pence podcast.
I only use Pence. I hate him so much. I only use Pence.
We're getting on the fucking edge of hard hitting political commentary by saying that we don't like Mike Pence.
Yeah,
pretty hard stance.
I know our listeners consist of a lot of MAGA heads, but I'm sorry.
I think you mean Mega Man heads, right, Mega Man?
Well, I meant manga heads.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember I made like a joke about what if you made like a MAGA hat, but instead of saying MAGA, it says manga on it.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely.
But I'm like, embarrassed to wear the hat, though. Like, even
don't
for the
actually
joke,
wear the hat.
No, I feel like no one's going to read it properly and someone's going to throw a milkshake at you.
Yeah, that's kind of
as they should.
That's the thing. It's like you're wearing, it's like wearing a swastika and you look at it close and you realize, oh, that's not actually a swastika. It's like, well, you didn't need to make people worry that you were wearing that, you know?
Precisely. I mean,
yeah.
Like, you know, why even bring that up, you know?
It's that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, though, where Larry David wore a MAGA hat because it would make people leave him alone, though, was pretty great.
I have not seen that season yet.
Yeah, that was a great episode. And then oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Dino.
I didn't say nothing. But it doesn't matter. Keep going.
Okay. Oh, good. I'm just always, ever since the Mother's Basement incident, I'm always terrified of mispronouncing a guest's name.
Yeah. Where, what happened there? What's Mother's Basement's first name, David?
So Mother's
Geoff?
Basement. He was on the show. No, I did not call him Geoff. That time. He called himself, he said, so I think he's like trying to rebrand himself as his full name, which is, what is it, Geoff Few?
Geoff Thew.
Geoff, and I...
You called him Geoff You.
I was watching a TV show where the character's name was Geoff You. And I genuinely thought that's what he said. And it wasn't great.
It reminds me of
Geoff
another...
Geoff You, it's like Matthew, but it's Geoff. I love that, actually.
Yeah. So that might be why he hasn't come back.
Speaking
that's
of
like a, that's
enthusiasm.
Like a Homestar Runner name. I'm sorry I cut you off, yeah. Honey.
You're all good. We can edit this. It's great. I love editing a podcast in post. It's wonderful.
Yes.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Of Curb Your Enthusiasm
really,
earlier.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Jesus. No, it's fine. It's gone. It's past.
Oh, no. I miss it. We actually do have like a really awesome editor. So shout out to you, Dylan.
Thank you, Dylan.
He's got the best. Yeah, Dylan's great. Lives in Salt Lake City. I don't know why I mentioned that. It's just a fun fact about him. He's great. He also runs a podcast called Anime Out of Context, if you've heard of that.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not super big into like anime and manga, but I hear things just because I'm in the sphere.
Yeah. Mm. And absolutely.
How into champagne are you?
So are we talking manga or are we talking the drink? Because not really that much in either.
That's what I figured. Me neither. Well, you know.
Oh, by the way, I remember you mentioning where you could read the Ross. Did you end up reading this in Japanese?
No, I wanted to. I couldn't find it. And then I was like, fuck it. I'll just keep going through this in English. Oh, I really wanted to find it in Japanese, though, so that way we could have like a different experience between the three of us.
Well, what I can say is, so we have started doing long form reviews. Where, like, right now we're going through MAGA-chan, so definitely I can let you know the next time we do
MAGA-chan,
like a more contemporary, like, accessible manga, and definitely happy to have you back if you ever like to talk about a series that we can easily find for you in Japanese.
Sure, yeah, that'd be cool.
MAGA-chan, if you're not... Oh,
yes, I was just going to say, what the fuck is MAGA-chan, please?
Well, so MAGA-chan, it's the Trump manga, you know?
No.
No,
that's
not.
MAGA-chan.
No, David, it's MAGA-chan!
I still am thinking about that time where there is a official God. Sequel to Death Note where Donald Trump got access to the Death Note.
Oh, but, man, Donald Trump shows up in Baki and I believe he shits his pants.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, sorry, to answer your question, MAGA-chan is a story about what if a bunch of eldritch gods lose their powers and become best friends with a bunch of like 12-year-old girls. And kind of Cthulhu, the Cthulhu represented MAGA-chan kind of acts like a cat.
Okay, so then what is MAGA short for?
Magmenuek is the name of the eldritch god.
Got it.
Yes, it's a very cute, fun series if you're looking for something to light to read. And so it was about 100 chapters, which, you know, we would never reasonably want a guest to have to read for the recording. So we decided to do a mini series on Patreon where we're doing it in five 20 chapter blocks.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just been it's just been a really fun, adorable series. So if you ever feel like you want to read a manga that just kind of makes you feel like you're having fun, like there's a Christmas special where it's like the drama is mom going to make it home in time for Christmas is like kind of the level of danger the series has.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a very, you know, it's one of those manga. It's just kind of, it's a breeze to read. You just, you enjoy it. It's an enjoyable read. You might not come out of it going, that was the best manga ever. But like you read it and you're like, oh, yeah,
it's
okay.
It's
that's
a sensible chuckle.
Yeah. It's like, yeah.
And then I think I feel pretty warmed up. So shall we start migrating into Ashley getting into the recording?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Dino, so if you could, I think you have the document open, but the David's Note Champagne. So I think I told you these are my notes, but it's also the show format. So as our guest, what I'd like to do is ask if you would like to be the section starter For two of the sections. And so it doesn't necessarily mean you have to lead the discussion or have a lot of points. It's just in the flow of the recording, we have a good transition from topic to topic without someone having to like figure out who wants to start the next point.
So
I always love to give the guest first choice. So would you like to start the conversation on why it failed, what it did well, where it could have gone, miscellaneous thoughts, or final verdict? And of course, you can talk as much as you want in any of those sections. So it's literally just for the transition of who gets the first word in.
Gotcha.
Yep.
One of them that jumps out to me is the where it could have gone, or like what mm-hmm. they could have done differently kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. Is there a second one you'd also like to discuss?
Okay. I'll look down here. So we got why it failed, what it did well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I guess why it failed feels like so intense, but like I probably shouldn't introduce 2 points back to back, right?
No, it's totally fine. Don't feel self-conscious at all. It's absolutely, we've had guests do that, no problem.
Again, you're not really, you're not really leading the discussion, you're starting the discussion.
Sure,
so like, yeah. You can speak the same amount in anything. It's literally just so we're not, who wants to go next? Do you have something to say? Hey, do you have something? It's just so we can flow.
Right.
So like, even if you have one tiny thing to say, as long as like, you've got it, like for that section, you're good. It's totally fine.
Jordan sounds like he's like a high school teacher where it's like, it's all right. A guidance counselor. Sorry, yeah,
it's a confusing thing to, I find that it's confusing to explain to a lot of people.
In 3 years, we've really struggled with how to explain the concept of it. So
yeah.
But yeah, so on that note, Dino, now that we've spent 5 minutes explaining this concept.
No, you're all good. Misc thoughts would be good for me to kick off. Okay, I think.
Sounds good. My fiance really wanted to read this series, so I'm going to send this to her after we're done. Jordan, so I know you're going to do the technical, so is there another section you also want to start?
I'll do why it failed.
Oh.
You sound ready for that.
I put the wrong name in. Yeah, Jordan usually likes doing why it failed. And by the way, so the other things in terms of this, we're going to round robin the characters, and then if you see the about the manga, there's line breaks. So you're going to be reading that third paragraph of the summary.
Where's that at?
So if you go to about the manga and the plot, I can make it like a color or tag you in it.
We're going to do, please repeat that. We're going to do round robin on the characters.
So if you go to about the manga and you see the bullet that says plot.
Yes. Yes, I'm there.
You see how there's text that's in green?
Or if it's highlighted right now.
Or highlighted green. Yeah. Yep. That. So just when we're doing the plot summary, if you could read that section.
That's
that'd
sex. Be great. Sexy section.
I can read that sex.
Good sex. All right. And then next thing, I just want to let you know this episode. So we're going to record for about 1 hour and 10 minutes just so we can respectful of both your time and our editor.
Sure.
We're going to heavily edit it. So it's going to be about 15 minutes of audio is going to be removed. If you ever feel like you want to re-say something or if there's something you said that you simply just want removed from the episode, feel free to just mention in the recording and we'll make sure it's stripped out of the final version.
Will do. Thank you.
Okay. And then the next thing is we're going to introduce you at the start. If you could do like a 30-second spiel, and then at the end of the episode, you will of course have all the time you want to talk about everything that you'd like the audience to hear about from your world.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. I know. I'm sorry. This is a very exhaustive list.
It's good. I like to be prepared.
Yes. It meant a lot to me when you said, oh, wow, you guys actually have your shit together.
Senpai
noticed me. Senpai noticed me. Oh, man. All right. So now why don't we do 10 seconds of silence for noise cancellation, and then we're going to do a clap silence clap. Just a double clap makes it easier for the editor to know when the audio actually started. And then we're going to do a clap sync in between each section. Just, you know, as you know, editors have the hard part of making a podcast. So we want to make it as easy as possible for our editor.
Absolutely. Dylan, right? That's the editor?
Yes, Dylan.
Thank you again, Dylan. Really appreciate it.
You were the first person to thank Dylan during the recording.
No, really. That's like good. I've been an editor on a couple different podcasts, so you know, struggles understandable.
Yeah. I'm excited. I thought it would be really cool to have a podcast editor on the show. I think we've definitely had people on podcasts, but no one who actually helps like do the production of it. So I was really excited to have you on.
Yeah, they'll just be like sitting here being clicking, doing stupid shit with their fingers.
Oh, yeah. Let me use my mouse. Time. Let me click my mouse as much as possible while talking. Dylan, you're great. I love how easy your job is. Jordan Dillon's like, sucks to be you because I don't edit the warm-up audio.
No.
Except for that one time where someone mentioned a that was a fun recording. Okay, let's do 10 seconds of silence now. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a really fun episode, I can tell. All right, ready? Three, mm-hmm. two, one. 3, 2, 1.